It started out as a lovely day at Hartsfield-Jackson. Security check lines were short, and travelers in the main atrium seemed calm even before this smooth jazz duo started playing.
I thought there was going to be a lot more people here.
Jessica Vixen's flight to Salt Lake City was canceled Tuesday. She rebooked, and when she arrived at the airport, she was surprised.
I'm kind of in shock, actually. That's why I was like looking around going, I thought that we would find a lot more stranded, the feeling of stranded people. So
airlines preemptively canceled thousands of flights. That kept a lot of people safely at home. Hartsfield-Jackson spokesman Reese McCraney says that helped keep delays and problems to a minimum.
You know, a lot of flight cancellations has a ripple effect for travelers and onward travelers as well, connecting travelers. So people have been really, really patient.
By early afternoon, the airport quickly picked up. Luggage carousels that had been still for hours suddenly began spitting out suitcases. And that's where the security line began. John Sander was more than an hour from the checkpoint.
I would say 250 people in this line before you get anywhere near the security gates.
He arrived 4 hours early, and he's glad he did.
Canceled the first two flights of the day, but this one is still supposed to happen, so we'll see what happens.
Can I get two lines, please, left or right? Please have your boarding.
A TSA official says the agency was understaffed, cargo and administrative personnel pitched in, and by late afternoon, the lines had eased, but only slightly. Jim Burris, WABE News.